And it's Sheriff Pat Melton, you know, the Franklin County Sheriff we've been talking to the past couple of years. And the story just keeps on growing. And for the bourbon lovers and for your office and for justice, Sheriff, the news continues to be better, right?
Yeah, we're still very much an active investigation. We've recovered some more barrels that have been turned in and actively recovered, and then also some more bottles of Pappy. So detectives have been extremely busy, and you know, we're more and more is coming.
And it seemed like, and it's today is August 12th, Wednesday, August 12th, 2015. We had the press conference back in April. And things have just continued to snowball in a great way. What's been happening in the last few days? And how has the bourbon been recovered? Where have you found it? And what have you got?
Obviously, we've had more people that are pleading guilty now as a result of their guilty pleas and their cooperation. We have had some brought to us, and we've made calls on a couple, and everything has come together very, very nicely in this case. There was a court hearing today about an open records, as far as opening up the case files, with the, evidently the Courier Journal filed a lawsuit to have the sealed case opened. And as part of that, obviously that brought more attention today, and the judge is supposed to make his ruling, I believe, tomorrow on that, Judge Wingate. And, you know, detectives are still working. This is very much an active investigation. They're doing a fantastic job, the men and women of the Franklin Sheriff's Office. And, you know, we've got a lot of bourbon recovered right now. And, you know, it's, that's good news on the home front. And, you know, more bottles of Pappy turned in. And, I think we're knocking neighborhood somewhere between 27 and 30 bottles of Pappy now that we've recovered. And, we've also got, you know, we've also got, you know, more barrels that have come in, and then the contents of more barrels. I think we've got contents now, I think, I think three or four or five more barrels that have come in. I don't know the exact number, please forgive me, but we've been really, really busy. But, you know, we've had a lot, and we continue to recover a lot.
That is wonderful. Congratulations to you and your team. When you say contents of bottles, what does that actually mean? Is that like a...
Well, where the barrels have finally disintegrated, the bands have broke or whatever from being moved so much or whatever. They have put them in five gallon water jugs, like a water cooler jug. They've also put them in mason jars, whatever they can put it in to store it and to store the alcohol. So whatever was left has been turned in as recently as yesterday, two more barrels, and the contents and what was left of those barrels were actually turned in and statements were given. So, you know, we keep progressing every week. You know, there was a couple, 3 weeks, 4 weeks it was dead, and then all of a sudden it perks back up. And, as a result, we've been able to recover more. And it, you know, it just makes our case stronger and stronger and stronger. The longer this goes, the better case we have and the more witnesses and, you know, that are cooperating with us. And, the Commonwealth Attorney's Office has played it, just excellent. And, you know, the partnership with Larry Cleveland, Zach Becker, and, the investigative team, the sheriff's office. I mean, it's just, they're knocking the ball out of the park right now.
That is wonderful. When you say contents of bottles, you say mason jars. We saw some of those mason jars down at the press conference in April. Were those mason jars or the contents thereof actually being sold separately from the barrels at the points in time?
No, they were just storing it. The people that bought the barrel were storing the bourbon in that in those jars, in those containers. They were storing all that bourbon in it just to reserve it and to use it for their own purposes.
Whether that be drinking it or cooking with it or whatever it might be, they didn't want to have a barrel sitting around, so they put it in these jars, basically.
Absolutely. That's it.
Okay, gotcha. And total number of bottles, do you think there were, well, I should ask this question too, the Pappy Van Winkle, bottles, were those unopened or some?
Yeah, they're unopened. They're pure bottles. I mean, they've been bagged and tagged and, they're in our evidence room right now at the sheriff's office. And, I think we're closing in on close. I think there is 27 or 29 of them. That we've recovered so far. So, I mean, we've, we keep making progress on it.
That's wonderful. So you have about 29 or so total Pappy Van Winkle bottles.
Please don't hold me to the number.
No, that's okay.
It's been a hectic couple of weeks for us. I need to ask our evidence custodians how much we actually have. It's closed in on 30.
And are those Are those all 20-year-olds, or are they a variety of different ages?
It's a variety. They're a variety of ages, right. And we're excited about that. I'll be honest. We're very excited about it. We've met with Julian Van Winkle and his family, and super, super good people. And, they're very, very engaged with this case, and, they're following it very intently. But really, really good people. I was very pleased to meet them and get to know them a little bit. And they're just good folks.
Yes, they are. They're wonderful people. And so it's a variety of bottles from Pappy Van Winkle, a variety of barrels from both Wild Turkey and Buffalo Trace. And again, as more guilty pleas are coming in, are most of the new discoveries as the people that are pleading guilty, are they the ones that are tipping you off, or is it just more of a coincidence of sorts?
Yeah, everybody that's pled so far has agreed to cooperate. They have took a plea deal, and they're cooperating in the investigation now. They're helping us in the Commonwealth Attorney's Office, and they'll be testifying against the remaining defendants, as this case progresses.
You think that there's a chance that is anybody still pleading not guilty? I'm kind of forgetting.
Yeah, they're still. I think we've had either four or five plead guilty, and I think there's five or six that have not yet. And I would anticipate that coming, but who knows?
Yeah. You think? I mean, based upon your previous experience with other similar types of cases, not that there's anything like this out there, but would you imagine that everybody at some point will just take a deal?
I would think so, based on the, every week and every barrel and every bottle and everything else we keep getting, it just, again, closes the, it just tightens those screws down even more. And, there's overwhelming evidence right now that supports the charges, the arrests that were made, and the work that's been done. I think there comes a point, if you're a defendant, I think you got to look at that and say, do I roll the dice? Do I try to fight it out? Or do I take the deal? And, smart money is right now, you probably take the deal. I think you're much better off to do that. But, that's up to their attorneys to discuss. And, obviously the longer an attorney works on a case, the more money he or she earns while doing that, while defending their clients. So, we hope that at the end of the day, we're very confident and we're ready to go to trial.
Right, absolutely. And again, we were all really. You had told me you all believed prior to last week that some of these steps went back to 2008, but or all the way back to 2006. You originally believed it went to 2008, but you just recently got the evidence that proved that a lot of these thefts went back to 2006, right?
Oh, absolutely. And there may be some a little bit before then now. So,
it could have even gone back further.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate everything you're doing for the world of bourbon and obviously for Kentucky and keeping justice where it should be. And we always appreciate your updates, Sheriff.
Tom, thank you. Always a pleasure to be on the Bourbon Blog. I appreciate talking to you and having the opportunity to update you on the case.